Well, that'd be in the bedroom. If you had what you called a private bedroom, which it wasn't no private bedroom. But they the bedroom. In the sleeping room, yeah.
Now, was all this on the ground floor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was there anything above the ground floor?
No. No, there was no attic. Take it back, there was a, what you call a loft up there. There was a manhole in the thing, and they did keep, you know, a lot of old paper and stuff, maybe in, up in the mm-hmm. attic. And that was all.
You mentioned loft. Is there a difference between an attic and a loft?
Well, I don't know whether there is or not. I think it both applied to the same. I think it was the same term, maybe. A loft is maybe spoken of more in the barn than it is in the house. Mm-hmm. Maybe attic in the house, the loft in the barn might be getting it about mm-hmm. like it is.
Eventually, did you get some of those things for your windows that you could pull down to cover them?
You mean the window shades?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they come along way back there. We had some of those.
What did they use before?
We didn't have any. You might you hung up some, made some drapes of a thing. Mother had those.
Burlap.
No, she just had, we didn't have that good a deal. We had those things for that. We had, I imagine it looked like sheeting or something she had it out of. I remember when I was a kid, she had some stuff hung up by the windows. But it was, it wasn't, I'd say something been worn out, maybe.
Sash curtains.
I imagine.
Oh, you mentioned the kitchen. Did your mother have a place to keep her canned goods and things like that?
Yes, she had that. And I'll tell you what she cooked on. Where is that, Thelma? Do you know?
What?
That old old chuck wagon dough board my mammy cooked a jillion meals on for a million cowboys. I think it is. I think we still have it. Uh-huh. It was made. It was a homemade deal, and is about just about this wide, and the front of it just reached up here, and it had three little shelves or four right up on top to keep baking powder and salt. Yeah, and pulled out of tin right behind. Yes, sir.
In the top of it.
And that hold 100 pounds of flour right over here, and this board just lay down. See, and there was a thing that.
Just a leg,
well, yeah.
Around a stick.
It was
wood.
Just a piece made out of tube before, and it hinged back on leather. And that just come out, and there was a place for another this board up to top to hold that level, just about waist high. Mm. And you could make biscuits
that
on that in a hurry, I'll guarantee you. And that's called a dough board. It was well made and very, very nice. And that's what she cooked a million biscuits on, I'll tell you. And that was the place I remember where the cooking was. Now, my whippings. When you're getting on down, was churning with an old, well, I imagine it hold about 2.5 gallon or 3 gallon crock, gentlemen, about this high. And it had a baking powder can cut out at the bottom. And top, of course, come off. And that fit out over this churn dash.
Mm-hmm.
And mother would, about twice a week, I'd have to go through this deal. And she'd get me in and clean me all up and tie white dish towel around me. Mm-hmm. And I had to churn. Well, she'd be cooking over there on this wood range stove. And I'm a churning, all right? Every time she whipped me, for the simple reason, I'd churn and I'd think, well, this time I can get by with it.